Monday the 30th of March, Hey Nissen, Dr. Yossi Adler, Getting the Focus Right at the Seder.
Let's change a little bit from the previous times when I've spoken or discussed various medical topics. Since we're standing a week before Pesach, it seems appropriate to discuss in Young and Connected to Pesach, while all the ladies are busy preparing the Gashmir side of the Yom Tov, it seems that we should at least put at least as much effort into preparing ourselves to the Ruchni side, that we should be able to get out of the Yom Tov, well, perhaps try and get out of the Yom Tov as much as we're supposed to get out of it. In the mitzvah, I want to focus a little bit on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, how we're mechayim that at the Seder, and perhaps then look a little bit at how we can, what things we can discuss and think about at the Seder, which can help us reach the, try and reach the tachlis of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to the best of our ability. The Chinuch says clearly in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as other mitzvahs which are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we have to recount that Osalonu Oisleis Mechadoshim Gedoyim Vatsumim, the tremendous things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and if one focuses on that, Halom Neshasei Kol Kaif B'Chidosh HaOlam. The purpose of the Seder is to be Mashrish Emunah, that if we focus on what happens at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that takes away any idea of Kfira, because on the Kaim HaEmunah B'Yediyas Hashem Yisbarach. By doing the Seder, we should on the Kaim our and our children's and our families Emunah in the Yediyah Hashem Yisbarach, V'Ki Hashem Yichosav Yicholosav B'Chlalim U'Protim Kolim. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks and has total ability to oversee and to control everything in the Bria. How much do we get at the end of the Seder in achieving that Emunah, so that we elevate ourselves to a higher level of Emunah through our Seder? In order to look at that, I just want to first focus on what is the mitzvah of Haggadah, how we mechayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if we do it, perhaps just look at the first Gemara, which I just printed out here. The Gemara, I've got a few ha'aras on the Gemara, they're not shver kashas on the Gemara, but a few ha'aras on the Lashon of the Gemara, but which perhaps will become clearer as we go along. The Gemara says, Maschil b'gnus u'masayim b'shvach. We all know you have to start with the gnus, and you have to move on to the shvach. And then the Gemara asks, my gnus, what is the gnus? Rav Amar, mitzchelo de'e v'ajazor. It's interesting, it says, Maschil b'gnus u'masayim b'shvach, and the Gemara asks, my gnus. The Gemara doesn't ask, my shvach. There's no discussion at all in the Gemara, that's the end of the Gemara, and there's no discussion about what the shvach is. The only question is, what's the gnus? The second problem is that our Seder, we know we start with Avodah Mayinu. As soon as we finish Manishtana, we start with Avodah Mayinu. Normally, Rav Shmuel, we know Hilchos Sikkurat B'Surah, we would expect that we would follow and start with Mitzchila. The Rif and the Rosh both say that we passing like both of them. We in fact do both, because we do Avodah Mayinu and we do Mitzchila. But if so, the question is still, we would have thought that we should go like Rav first, because historically, it's more logical to start with Mitzchila, because that's where everything started, and then move on to talk about Avodah Mayinu. It seems strange that the order is reversed. And what seems even more difficult is to imagine that Rav doesn't say Avodah Mayinu. Everybody must agree that the purpose of the Seder night, that the main Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how could it be that Rav only says that you talk about Avodah Zorah, Kivana Mochmi Vodosu, without mentioning and focusing on Avodah Mayinu at all? If we look in the Rambam, it's perhaps even more difficult. And I've printed out there the Lashon in the Rambam as well. It says around Tarach Lahaskel Bignus and Asayim B'Shvach from the Gemara, Ketzat, Maskel and Masapesh Shibchilo Yevadasein Meterach Mufon of Kofrim Ternach Hehev Vred Mahod Zara V'Ach and Masayim Badasa Enesh Yivon and Mokam Lo Yevadam and Mateh. Very good. He seems to pass him like Rav, and therefore he starts with Mitzchila. And then it says V'Chein Maskel Noadiyah Shavodim Yivon Mishlarim. We also have to say Avodim Ayinu. That would seem to be very logical, and we could understand that very well according to the Gemara. But the problem is, in his Nusach HaGadah, the Rambam's got exactly the same Nusach as us. He starts with Avodah Mayinu, and he only has Mechila later on, halfway through the Seder, like we do. So how is it the Rambam seems to say that we should pass him that Rav, and we should start with Mechila, but yet in his Nusach HaGadah, he doesn't start with Mechila at all? I think the pshat is very, very simple. In order to understand it, I think it's just worth saying over this famous Reb Chaim, which quoted in the Emek Brocha, who asks a simple question. He says, we near the beginning of the Seder, we've got the passage from the Mishnah in Brochas, Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. And the Gemara talks there about the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, how do we know that we have to do that at night? Asks the Reb Chaim, it seems totally inappropriate. So the Seder has got nothing to do with the mitzvah of the Seder at all. The mitzvah of the Seder is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim, which we've got once a year. The Mishnah in Brachas is talking about the mitzvah of Zechirah Yetzirah Mitzrayim, which we say in Krishna twice a day, every day. Why does the Haggadah start mentioning the mitzvah of Zechirah Mitzrayim? And Rav Chaim answers that that is exactly the point which the Baal HaGadol is trying to make. We're all sitting down at the Seder, preparing ourselves to have a long session discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the immediate kasha is, why are we doing this different from every other night? Every night we say Krishna. We say Zechirah Mitzrayim every night. What's different about this night than all other nights? And the answer is, sort of having the three criteria which you have to fulfill to be in the kind of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which have got nothing to do with Zechirah Mitzrayim. One is that it has to be Derech Shaila and Tshuva. It has to be a question and answer process. It's an idea of interaction with the family, educating the children, passing on the Mesorah to the next door. The second is Maschal B'Gnosu D'Misayim B'Shvach, as we've seen in the Gemara, that you have to follow a certain order. You have to start at the beginning, you have to finish at the end. You can't just say which Baruch Hu takes out of Mitzrayim. And the third is that the Seder is an object lesson based on mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, and therefore you've got Ram Galil, that you have to say the Indian of Pesach, Matzah, Morah. Also, the way Reb Chaim's learning is to yebiyot to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not that other Shonim learns from Shonim, then it's to be a kind of mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Morah. So the Seder needs those three criteria in order to be yebiyot to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, says Amy Brocher, that's exactly what we're doing at the beginning of the Seder. We start off by saying it's got to be Derech Shaila and Tshuva, therefore we've got to engage the children. The young children are going to go to sleep, they're not going to be awake for the whole Seder. So you start off with Manishtana, after Intrashim Elohani, you start off with Manishtana, you let the child ask the questions. Once the child's asked the questions, so obviously you have to give him an answer. You can't say, well, if you sit here for the next 3 hours, you'll get the answer, the young child's going to fall asleep. Therefore, you say to him, Avodi Menu Farab Mitzrayim, Vayotin Hashem Lekein Mishon. One sentence to answer his kasha, especially the way that Vajram learns that the kasha of the Manishtana is that it seems to be a contradiction because you've got Matzah and you've got Mora, which seem to be symbols of Inui, still taking on at this stage of the Matzah, so Holach Ma'anyo is the Matzah of the Inui. And you've got Tibbon, you've got Hasava, which are in the dynim of Cheirus, and it seems to be a contradiction. He's asking, what is tonight? Is it Avdus or Cheirus? So we answer him, it's both. The first night, half of the night was Avdus, the second half of the night was Cheirus. Fine. So we've answered the child's question. If he falls asleep now, at least we've done the basic key of to tell the child that we came out of Mitzrayim. Now we come to the general introduction to the Haggadah, and therefore we emphasize, Baal HaGadol emphasizes the importance of what this mitzvah is. And therefore even the greatest Talmid Chacham have to do it, and he points out that this is a different mitzvah from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we know we do that every night, but that's only a very brief mention, whereas here we have to do the mitzvah as we've explained. And then it goes on to tell everybody that the purpose is, because it has to be there from Shana and Shuvah, that we want to engage everybody in this mitzvah, and therefore we say the Abba Bonim, to say that everybody's invited to partake. We want everybody, whoever you are, to be able to take part in this discussion, to be able to encourage you. And then, and that's why you say the Abba Bonim at that stage. And then you go on to say, and why is it specifically at this night? Because this is the night of Pesach Matzah Morah. And therefore we say Yochum Erosh Chodesh. No, it has to be now, because as we've said, the third criteria is that it has to be done on Pesach Matzah Morah. So therefore the Baal HaGadol is giving an introduction in this section. It's introducing the Haggadah to say that these are the things which we're going to do, but we haven't started. We haven't really done any of them yet. We've just had a very brief answer to the child who's going to be awake, but we haven't really started. Where does the Haggadah start? The Haggadah starts with Mitchilah. Now we've finished the introduction, we start the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with a passage of Mitchilah. And therefore, it's true, we're passing exactly like Rav. If we think about it a little bit, what's the machlokes l'chaira of Rav and Shmuel? Very often people say that do we focus on the ruchnias, do we focus on the gashmias? I think it's a little bit more than that. I think Shmuel's svara is that tonight is Leil Tetzvav, therefore we have to focus on the events of Leil Tetzvav and that alone. And therefore we say, we tell the whole story of what happened on the night of the 15th and the immediate events leading up to it. Whereas Rav says, no, The Seder is more than that. The Seder is putting those events into their historical context. Now, would you have an obvious question? It's very good that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim, but the fact is he was the one who put us there in the first place. He made Yaakov go down to Mitzrayim. So why do we have to have this tremendous gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is because Mitchilot Ve'Aved Yisrael Yehoshu'enu, Klal Yisrael had to go through this process of cleansing, this Kor HaBazel, in order to cleanse them with the Avodah Zorah. Therefore, it was essential that they had to go down to Mitzrayim in order to get rid of the Avodah Zorah. And that's all part of the mitzvah of the Haggadah, is to impress on ourselves that this is where we came from, and that the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the story in Mitzrayim was in order to bring us closer to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't only a physical redemption, but it was also making us into a Klal Yisrael and taking us out in the process of taking us out from Mitzrayim. So therefore we start the Haggadah at the stage of Mitzchila, is where we're beginning the Haggadah. We're going back to the beginning of history where Klal Yisrael wrote the Avodah Zorah, and we're explaining that now through the Gula, Kavana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavazah. So as we said, there's no machlokes in Rav and Shmuel what the Shvach is. Everybody agrees that the Shvach is when they came out of Mitzrayim, that they had both a physical Geula and a spiritual Geula. They both happened at the same time, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's no argument. Morris doesn't have to ask about that. The question is, what Gnus do we want to emphasize? Do we want to emphasize just the Gnus of Avadim Hayinu Farim Mitzrayim? Or rather, we'll say, no, we're going to talk about that as well. But we want to start earlier by starting from Mitchilo David Azorah to show how it comes and how it fits into its historical context. And then we carry on when we start Arami Avidovi. That's when we start to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the physical Yetzias Mitzrayim of that night, and that's when we're being Yetzer according to Shmuel. So we actually are doing Paskening exactly like Rav. We're doing exactly what Rav would have done in the Seder. We start with Mitchilo, then we go on to Avodim Ayinu as through Arami Avidavi, and we yotze Shmuel Shitta in a way as well, because we also start and sell from Arami Avidavi, we sell the story of Avodim Ayinu as well, but Shmuel would have said that we miss out the Chelik of Mitchila. According to him, that's not relevant to the Seder. And if you look in the Rambam, that's Mamish Meduik in the Loshon of the Rambam, in there. Says the Rambam, Torah B'Hascha B'Gnoshon Asayim B'Shvach. We had the whole introduction I got in the Rambam section before, mentions about Manishtan and etc. Now, when we come to the mitzvah of Sibin Strayim, we start with Gnosim Sam Shvach. How? Kate Sadom, Maskanum Sabishvich, Oliyah, Ten Meterak, and Fond of Kofun, and Turn Achav, Rev, Makabarit of Hazara, that's Mitchila. Right? What we do in Nechalum, same. Then the Rambam carries on. V'chein maschilu modia she'avodim hayinu lefarah b'mitzrayim. But that's not talking about where we say avodim hayinu in the Haggadah. That's quite clear from the Lashon of the Rambam, because he says, doesn't say maschilu modia avodim hayinu. It says maschilu modia she'avodim hayinu lefarah b'mitzrayim v'chol harah shigemalonu. In that passage, obviously, it doesn't mention anything about the Rosh Gemalon. Or Messiah Benissim Liflash Naslon Bechirisenu. It doesn't say anything about that in the passage of Avodim. It's quite clear the Rambam's not referring to the passage of Avodim. He's referring to Arami Avodim, and he says it himself, the Hu Shi Yidrosh Me Aravi Avodim Achi Mokalang Pashu. So when the Rambam mentions Avodim Ayinu, it's a bit misleading, and that's why people get the wrong idea of this Rambam, because he uses the words Avodim Ayinu, but he doesn't mean Avodim Ayinu. He means a section of Arami Avodavi. And therefore the Rambam's clearly passing it like Rav, and the Seidah God is exactly the same as our Seidah God, because that's exactly what he's saying that you should do. And that's the pshat in the Rambam, that's the pshat in the Machlok, the Maskelon, and the Messiah Mishach. With that introduction, we can perhaps then look a little bit at what is it that we could gain in Emuna by following this process of Maschil Pnusim Sam Shach. What are we supposed to get out of it? And I've seen, fortunately, that there are perhaps three things, focuses of Emuna, which we can try and ingrain into ourselves and into our children at the Seder. The first is what mainly the Chinuch alludes to, and what the Ramban says, clearly the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo'i, or Menisim Hakdolim Fasomim Odomoid Moida Benisim Hanistorim Shehem Yisoda Torah Kulam. That by focusing on the Nisim, which happens at the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, one understands that everything is in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that not only the major miracles when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes nature is a miracle, but the Teva itself is a miracle. Everything happens. The fact that we wake up in the morning and our heart's working and we can see and we can hear, those are Nisim which we have to recognize as well. And says Ramban, Sha'ein Lot and Chedev Teres Moshe Rabbeinu Achinam and Pachod Vareinu and Mikreinu. Everything happens, Kulam Nisim. Abraham, Tevum, and Aram Shalom, there's no such thing as nature. Nature itself is just miracles which happen more frequently than other miracles. And the miracles of Yisrael were very exceptional miracles, they only happen occasionally. The fact that everything functions and our bodies work every day when we wake up, those are miracles which happen each and every day and each and every minute, but they're no more less of a miracle than they are, and that we should learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, by focusing, it's clear that, as we've said, that the beginning of the Seder, up till Mechila, is purely in introductory passages. By spending several hours on the Hakona, although the Chassidut Chorim say that Hakona is sometimes more important than the Mitzvah itself, it doesn't make sense to spend many, many hours on the Hakona to the Mitzvah and then not have time to do the Mitzvah itself. It's clear that all the Divrei Torah about why it was in Bnei Brak and why they were Mesubim and why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's beard was grey and all these other shailas, all very nice Divrei Torah to say during the week, but they're not appropriate to say tonight, because they won't be mashrish emunah. They won't make us any closer to understanding what happened on the night of Yisrael. By looking through the Midrashim, spending some time before, and going through the Midrashim, which tells us things which happened during the Gula, the Esamakas, etc., etc., or the tremendous Nisim which Kosh Baruch Hu did, and then trying to be mashrish that by saying, understanding that those are the Nisim Gluyim, but we have to recognize that everything which happens are equal nisim, then we've been in the Chor, we can the Inim being Mashrish Muna, according to the way the Ramban seems to look at it. But perhaps that there's more than just what the Ramban says. The Pasuk says, the Manta Sapi Ba'ozne Vincho, Ven Vincho Asher Salamti B'Mitzrayim. Although that's not talking about the Mitzvah Sipri B'Mitzrayim per se, specifically, it seems to be clear that an important part of the Mitzvah Sipri B'Mitzrayim is to tell your children and your grandchildren, Es Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. So we all know Rashi and Ramban learn what's the Pshat in Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim, that we made Paro a laughing stock. It's Loshen Schoik, that joke in a way, that we made Paro into a laughing stock, and Mitzrayim became like a laughing stock especially from Makas Abe and onwards, it seemed that Paro didn't anymore have any more Bechiris. Bechiris was taken away, and he said, yes, go, don't go, try and go, and more Makas befell him, and he became like a laughing stock in the world. That's the Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. It seems a little bit difficult that should be the main focus of what you have to tell your children. It's true, it's an interesting prat, and it's an important thing that Paro became like a laughing stock, but it seems that the focus of the mitzvah, this pasuk is telling us that it seems going a bit like the Beis HaLevi, that the whole reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this was in order that we should tell the story later on, and the emphasis is on Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. What's the significance of Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim? So there are other pshatim besides the pshat of Rashi and the Ramban. The Targum translates his salalti as the avodis, that which I've done. It's a notion of doing. So therefore it's not l'chor according to that, the question answered. It means you have to tell everything which I did to Mitzrayim. It's not just the things which made a laughing stock. And since Shmuel Hirsch says his salalti means Olal is a sequence of actions. That's why an Olal, a child, is called an Olal because he's learning how to put his actions into sequence. And his Salalti means like a Shporek who made himself great through a whole sequence of actions. That's what you have to point out. That it was not just one thing, but it's one thing after another, and that's how a Shporek who made himself great. Perhaps taking on that Shannon Salalti, you can say even a little bit further, that Lavari, you could explain, if you say in the same way as the Ramban learns, that if he made Paro into a laughing stock, his Salalti could therefore mean that a Shporek who controlled Paro's actions. That's a chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only has got koach over nature, as the Ramban points out, but the second cherimunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got control over what we do, over us as well, over people. That Paro was like a puppet under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was controlling his actions in the same way as we might control a puppet, and that really we think we've got choices and we think we know what we're doing. In fact, Paro, we see from here how Paro, although logically he shouldn't have followed the course of action he did, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him do it in order to be Megadol in Hashem, and that's another shorish of Emunah L'Chora, which we've got a chiyuv to bring out, to show that and to tell our children and be mashmish in ourselves, the fact that we're not in control of what we do, everything that happens to us is under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control. Perhaps it goes one stage further, and that's there's a very, very interesting Chasam Sofer on that pasuk of Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. Chasam Sofer says this is a Dover Nifla L'Hisboinei. But it's an amazing thing if you think about it. And that is, he says, that for 220 years, Mitzrayim was a superpower. Greater than any superpower was imagined today. The whole economy of the world poured into Mitzrayim because they were the only place to have food. Everybody came to Mitzrayim. All the money in the world was centered on Mitzrayim. And even Yaakov, who was the Shoresh of Kedusha in the world, Yaakov and Zebulun came, and they were subjugated to Mitzrayim, and they were almost on the verge of annihilation, and Mitzrayim was in total control. And during that time, people were born, people died, people lived, and they would understand that this is the normal state of affairs. Mitzrayim's a superpower, Yisrael's nothing, and we've got no koach in the world. It took 220 years until the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, until the stage of the Yenatzlius Mitzrayim, to realize that the whole reason Mitzrayim had to get all this wealth was so that eventually it would be turned over to Klal Yisrael. So to see the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Ma'aseh of Yetzias Mitzrayim took 220 years, and during that time you wouldn't have been able to detect it. In fact, we know the Pesukim Yecheskel say that they were if they ever desire in that time, because they'd more or less given up hope. They didn't have any, they'd lost their hope. They were the underdogs, they were completely subjugated. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Pshatan has hisalalti, loshen schoik, is a loshen like Gemara says, that if somebody's shor masachekes lo, if you see somebody who's having good fortune, smile, the hour is smiling upon him, then it's good to do business with him at that time. So in other words, Esra salalti Mitzrayim means you should emphasize how much I smiled upon Mitzrayim, how powerful they were, what amazing feats they reached, what heights they reached, in order to be able to say, in order therefore to also to be able to recount what happened to them at the end, and to show the contrast between it, and for us to recognize that for us, in our goddess at this time, we also think it's hopeless. The only difference is that we've been 2,000 years, that was 200 years. But the principle is the same, that all this goddess and all this suffering that we have to go through is only in order to Yes Hashem to be able to reach the stage of a Yonat Spirit Mishraim. And so therefore, perhaps there's a third level. We've said that we've got Lag Rambam, we have to be Mashrish and Munna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls Teva. We've said, like the Targum Pshat, perhaps, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls us, controls what we do. But now we see also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in total control of history. Everything that happens is only a little blip in the whole history. And that's really the greatest shorish of Emunah that perhaps there is. The biggest shaila, the biggest difficulty with Emunah, and Chasam Sofer points it out, is that we only see very small flashpoints in history, and we think we can make judgments based on the small parts that we see, and if we say it's Tzadik V'ra, Lo Rosh of Tovlo, we've got Kashas, how should it be? Says the Chasam Sofer, that's what the Pshat Mizmah Shili of Shabbos says, that although Bifrei Hashem Kameisiv Otzitzu Kol Balei Oven, in the end, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Lahakik Yosha Hashem Tzuriv L'Asabo, that in the end, if you can wait long enough, if you can have the patience, then you'll see that everything has worked out and everything is ushers, but it can take many, many years. That's the Chasam Sofer. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim had an excuse because they've never seen it before. But in our goddess, we haven't got that excuse of saying we've got sorrows and we can't understand what's going on and Tzadik V'ra and Rosh Tovlo, because we have to look back at Yetzias Mitzrayim and impress on ourselves that even though they went through all these troubles for so many times, but in the end, we see that it was all under the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was all controlled and planned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we've got a chiyuv to take that onto ourselves and to accept that upon ourselves and to be able to try and live that even through the goddess that we're going through. This idea that Emunah means being able to take a long view of history, being able to look at history and view, is something which is brought many, many, many times in Chazal, and we see it. There's a beautiful Be'er Yosef who says that in Parshas Kisisa, the Yerushalmi says that the Shkodim were Chatzi Shekel is brought to the Kapora for the Chetah Egel, because by the Chetah Egel, Chotu B'Chatzi Hayoy. Since they did the Avera halfway through the day, so therefore you bring a Shekel, you bring a Chatzi Shekel to remind us of the Egel which is on halfway through. It's very, very strange, because they happened to do an Avera halfway through the day, so that's why you have a Chatzi Shekel. So Be'er Yosef explains, the Shkolim were used for the Adonim in the Mishkan, the sockets. The Adonim is the base, the Yisoid, and that's Emunah. Tzadik Memunah Sayichya that represents Emunah. By the Eger, when Chotu B'Chatzi Hayoim, That was, what did that mean? That means that halfway through the day, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu's not coming back. And therefore, we've got to make some other arrangements, and that's how they came to the Chetar Egel. If they would have waited till the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu would have come back, and it never would have happened. So therefore, when we bring the Chatzi Shekel, which is the Bimashri Shemuna, which is Kapora for the Chetar Egel, we bring half a shekel to remind ourselves, whatever we see in life, whenever we've got shyness and emuna, so Rosh Hashanah, we should recognize that we're only halfway through, and therefore we bring half a shekel, because we always have to understand that it's only half the story. But Rosh Hashanah once said, Chatz, it says, Sonat Hashem B'chon Levin Ashrei, there's no nun, the nun is missing. Nun is from the fila, falling, and therefore it's missing from Ashrei. But the next pasuk is Soimech Hashem B'chol Nefesh. The Nun goes only halfway around the circle. When you're halfway around, you think it's in the fila. Therefore, the Samach, which goes all the way around the circle, once you complete the circle, then it's Soimech Hashem B'chol Nefesh, and that Kishbor who is really helping us and supporting us. There's a famous Meister, everyone knows this Meister, which is told, I heard this Rishonah Shlesing, who actually heard this in a shiur of his, where he discusses this Chasam Sofer. And he mentions this famous story, everybody knows, which is normally taken as a bit of a joke. And that is that there's this guy and the Yid, they've got a bit of shutfas together, and the Yid tells the guy that if you come to the Seder, you go get you invited to a Seder, and you get the most fantastic meal. And it's the best meal of the year, and it'll be wonderful for you. And we all know the guy goes, and first he has to sit through a whole Maariv, and then he has to come home, he has to wait while he puts on his kittel, while Bala Bus puts on his kittel, and then he has to wait, and there's Kiddush, thinks, he gets a wonderful glass of wine, the meal's going to start, washing your hands, he knows the meal's going to start, and then what does he do? He gets half a radish, and then he has to sit through 2 hours of all this discussion, he's falling asleep, but his mouth's watering for this meal, and in the end they wash, and he gets a bit of piece of matzah, and then he has now the meal's really starting, what does he do? He gets the horse ready, he eats it, he coughs it up, he splutters, he gets sick, he says, I've had enough of this, and he walks out. And the next day he gets very furious with this Yid. He said, what do you put me into that? I thought we were going to get a good meal. So the Yid says, if you would have waited another 5 minutes, then you would have gotten a meal. So normally he says, we take that as a bit of a joke. He said, that's not a joke. That is the Yisayd of the Seder. That Klal Yisrael have to recognize in order to get to the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Mora first. That the way Akash Baruch Hu has set up the world is that before you get to Geula, there's a Golus. And our whole lives are based around this. And therefore, this is perhaps the main yisoid of the Leil HaSeder. That it's true it takes a long time to get there, but in the end we have to have emunah that the time will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring that Geula. And that's why the climax of the Sibin Shraim is Kol Dovah Dachai Vodom Liris Esatz Megiv Liot Sibin Shraim. If we can really go through this, if we can work through it, learn through the Midrashim of the Yetzias Mitzrayim to Mekayim Kugel Ramban, learn through the Midrashim the tremendous Koyach Mitzrayim and the way Klal Yisrael suffered to Mekayim, perhaps according to the way the Chasam Sofer looks at it. If we can prepare ourselves properly, then we can really experience that Kol Dovah Dachai Vodom Liris. That's when he brings another interesting Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer says, the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Gelo Silchot Ki Atim Yidatim Es Nefesh HaGer. You have to treat Geirim well, because we know what Geirim are like, because we were Geirim in Mitzrayim. So normally we understand that a Yosem, another Yosem feels for him, because he understands what he's going through, because he's somebody who hasn't been through it, can't feel what it's like. So because our great-great-great-grandparents were Geirim, therefore we have to feel for the Geir, we've got feeling for Geir, it doesn't make sense. But the pshat is, you see there, the Chai of Otom Liris Esatzma is not just something which is a nice idea. That's part, the Torah telling us, that is part of the Chiyuv D'oraisa. We have to feel as if we were the Geirim Mitzrayim, because that's Geir Sukkos. Without that, we can't be the Mitzvah of Atim Yidatim is Nefesh HaGeir. So that's how far the Chol Dovah Dachai. If we can really work through that, try and make ourselves feel the Golus, and therefore have a true Emunah B'tochen that will come to say, Halel, a real Hallel, as they did at the time we've seen Yisrael, because we've experienced Yisrael for ourselves, then in Yisrael Shem, that Seder which we work through will bring us nearer to the time when we'll say the name of the Fonah Shira Kadosha with the goodness, with the good Asidah in Yisrael Shem. Amen.